Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm speaking with NBB Chairman Ed Haglund from Minnesota. And Ed, first of all, how would you characterize how things are going early here, and including things like the attendance?
The attendance, we were very, very concerned about it because of the state of the industry and because of the weather throughout the country. It's very challenging for people to get here, so we know we're missing some people there. But we had over 1,300 pre-registered, and I know they had to bring in an extra 100 chairs into the general session this morning, and there's standing room only and people milling about in the hallway. So I think attendance is better than we expected.
Yeah, that's the kind of remarks I've been hearing around and would echo myself. I know we've got an economist addressing the group right now as we're speaking here. He seems to be pretty optimistic looking ahead. How do you feel for the coming year?
I think there is a lot of optimism, a lot of reason to be optimistic. We did just receive the rulemaking for the EPA for the renewable fuel standard that's to be put in place by July 1st. And we're looking at the biodiesel tax credit moving forward quickly. Hopefully that will get enacted in the next few weeks here, and that would really, really help the industry.
Because that expired, I guess, what kind of an impact has that had, and how important is it for that to not only be put back in place but made retroactive to the date that it expired?
In effect, the lapse of the tax credit has basically shut down the industry. I know plants that are running just with key people on staff yet. They've let lots of people go. But there are a few plants still operating. But we know that this tax credit, what it does is puts it's a price support basically for biodiesel to make it price competitive to petroleum diesel. And so it's extremely important that we do get this enacted and that it would be retroactive to January 1.
Yeah. Besides the things you just mentioned, anything else as you look ahead, challenges, things, issues you want to point out to people?
Well, I think it's the future does look bright. As dire as it is right now, I think things look bright. We have a Congress that keeps talking about green energy and a Congress that keeps talking about job growth and energy security, and certainly the biodiesel industry can provide all of those things. So we provide 23,000 jobs in the country, and we know how biodiesel, it's renewable, it's sustainable, it's grown here in the U.S., from U.S. products, and it can be a great step towards energy security for the United States.
Well, we certainly hope so and look forward to those things coming about on a positive note. Like you said, that's Ed Haglund. He is chairman of the National Biodiesel Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.